This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of August, 2024. Essence, sweet children, this is an unlimited stage on which you souls are bound to play your parts. Each one's part is fixed in this. Question. What effort must you make to attain your Karmateet stage? Answer. In order to become Karmateet, you have to surrender yourself completely. Nothing is yours. You should have forgotten everything. Only then will you be able to become Karmateet. Those who remember their wealth, property and children, etc., cannot become Karmateet. Therefore, Baba says, I am the Lord of the poor. The poor children surrender themselves quickly. They are easily able to forget everything and stay in remembrance of the One Father. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to his spiritual children, it is definitely in the intellects of you children that you now have to return home. This is not in the intellects of devotees. You know that this cycle of 84 is now ending. This is a very big unlimited stage. It is an unlimited stage. You have to leave this old stage and go home. Impure souls cannot go there. You definitely have to become pure. It is now the end of this play. It is now the end of limitless sorrow. At this time, all of that which people consider to be heaven, it is all the pomp of Maya. There are so many palaces, cars, etc. That is called the competition of Maya. It is a competition between hell and heaven. There is temporary happiness, and it is the temptation of Maya. According to the drama, there are so many human beings. At first, there was just the one original eternal deity religion. Now the stage has become full. This cycle is now ending, and all are Tamopratan. The world too is Tamopratan, and it has to become Satopratan. The whole world has to be made new. It has continued to become new from old and old from new countless times. This is an eternal play. You cannot say when it began. It continues eternally. Only you know this. No one else knows this. You too didn't know anything before you received this knowledge. Even the deities did not know this. Only you Brahmins of the most elevated confluence age know this, and this knowledge will then disappear. The Father is making you into the masters of the land of happiness. So what more do you want? You are attaining whatever you want from the Father, and then there will be nothing left to attain. So the Father explains, children, you are the ones who have become the most impure. You are the first ones who come and play their parts, and so you are the ones who have to return first. This is a cycle. You are the ones who will be threaded in the rosary first. This is the rosary of Rudra. All human beings of the world are threaded on a thread. They will leave that thread and go to the supreme abode, and they will then be threaded again in the same way. The rosary is very big. Shiv Baba has so many children. You deities are the first ones to come. This is an unlimited rosary in which all are threaded like beads. The rosary of Rudra and the rosary of Vishnu are remembered. There is no rosary of Prajapita Brahma. There is no rosary of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, because you ascend and descend and become defeated. Maya repeatedly makes you fall. This is why a rosary of Brahmins is not created. When you pass fully, the rosary of Vishnu will be created. In fact, there is also the genealogical tree of Prajapita Brahma. When you pass, it will be said that there is a rosary of Brahma too. The genealogical tree has been created. The rosary cannot be created at this time, because you become pure today, but tomorrow Maya would slap you and make you lose everything. Then everything you had earned would be lost. You then break. Just consider where you fall from. The Father makes you into the masters of the world. By following his Srimat, you can claim a high status. If you are defeated, everything is over. The vice of lust is the greatest enemy. You must not be defeated by it. All the other vices are its children. The greatest enemy is the vice of lust. It is this that you have to conquer. By conquering lust, you will become conquerors of the world. These five vices have been your enemy for half a cycle, and they don't leave you alone. Everyone is crying out that they have to get angry, but what need is there for that? Everything can also be achieved with love. If you explain to a thief with love, he will quickly tell you the truth. The Father says, "I am the ocean of love." So children, you also have to do everything with love. It doesn't matter what position someone has. Even those from the military come to Baba. Baba explains to them too, if you want to go to heaven, simply remember Shiv Baba. They are told if you die on a battlefield, you will go to heaven. In fact, this is the battlefield. Those people die while fighting in a battle, and they then take another birth here, because they carry those sanskars with them. They cannot go to heaven. So Baba used to explain to them, by remembering Shiv Baba you can go to heaven, because heaven is being established. Only by having remembrance of Shiv Baba will your sins be absolved. If you take even a little of this knowledge, this imperishable knowledge can never be destroyed. When you children hold gatherings, etc., so many subjects are created. You are the spiritual army. There are a few commanders, majors, etc. here. Many subjects are created. Those who explain well will claim one good status or another. There are first, second and third grades amongst them too. You continue to give them teachings, and some become exactly like you. Some can even go ahead of everyone. It has been seen that they go ahead of one another. New ones go ahead of older ones. If you have full yoga with the Father, you can go very high. Everything depends on yoga. You must be feeling that this knowledge is very easy. There are obstacles in your having remembrance of the Father. The Father says, When you have your meals, have them in remembrance. However, some stay in remembrance for 2 minutes or 5 minutes. It is difficult for anyone to stay in remembrance the whole time. Maya takes you somewhere or other and makes you forget. Only when you have remembrance of no one but the Father will you reach your Karmateet stage. If anything is yours, you would definitely remember it. Nothing should be remembered. This Baba is an example. What would he remember? Would he remember his children or his wealth, etc.? He only remembers you, children. The Father would definitely remember you because he has come to benefit you. He remembers everyone. But even then, his intellect is drawn to the flowers. There are many types of flowers. Some are without fragrance. It is a garden. The Father is also called the master of the garden and the gardener. You know how people fight and quarrel out of anger. They have a lot of body consciousness. The Father explains, if anyone becomes angry, remain quiet. Anger is an evil spirit. You must respond to an evil spirit with silence. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the directions of God, is the jewel of all scriptures. It is God alone who comes and tells us about godly directions, devilish directions and divine directions. He gives the knowledge of Raj Yoga. This knowledge will then disappear. What would you do with this knowledge once you have become kings of kings? You receive the reward for 21 births. You won't be aware there that that is the fruit of this particular effort. You have gone into the golden age many times. This cycle continues to turn. The golden and silver ages are the fruit of this knowledge. It isn't that you receive this knowledge there. The Father comes here and gives you this knowledge, the fruit of your devotion. The Father has told you that you have done the most devotion. Now remember the One Father, and you will become Satapratthana from Tamapratthana. This requires effort. Remember the beginning, middle and end of creation, and you will become the rulers of the globe. God makes you children into gods and goddesses. However, it is wrong to call bodily beings gods and goddesses. There is a deep connection between Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. This Brahma will then become Vishnu, and Shiva enters this one. Those who are in the subtle region are called angels. You have to become angels. You have visions, but otherwise there is nothing there. There is silence, then movie, and then there is talkie here. These are the details, but you are told in a nutshell once again, man above. Constantly remember me alone and also remember the world cycle. While sitting here, remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Continue to forget this old land of sorrow. This is unlimited renunciation with your intellects. Theirs is limited renunciation. Those on the path of isolation cannot give this knowledge of the family path. To become kings and queens is the family path. There is only happiness there. Those people, the sannyasis, don't believe in happiness. There are millions of sannyasis. Their sustenance and income comes from householders. Firstly, you spend your money on giving donations and doing charity, and then you did sinful business, and so you became sinful souls. You children now have an exchange of the imperishable jewels of knowledge with one another. Those people who build dharamshalas, etc., receive good fruit in their next birth. That one is the unlimited father. This is direct, and the other is indirect. They surrender everything to God, but neither one is hungry for this. Shiv Baba is the bestower. Would he be hungry? Sri Krishna is not the bestower. The Father is the one who gives to everyone. He doesn't take. When you give one, you receive tenfold in return. When the poor give even 2 rupees, they receive multi-millions in return. There is the example of Sudama. Barrett was the golden sparrow. The father made you so wealthy. There was limitless wealth in the Somnath temple. Those people looted so much. There were very big diamonds and jewels there. Now you can't even see them anywhere. They have all been cut up. History will then repeat. There all the mines will be full for you. Diamonds and jewels there will be like stones. The Father gives you the imperishable jewels of this knowledge, with which you become very wealthy. So you, sweetest children, should be so happy. The more you continue to study, the higher the mercury of your happiness will rise. When someone passes an important examination, it remains in his intellect. I will pass this, and then become this and do that. You too know that you will become those deities. Those are non-living images, whereas we exist there in living forms. Where did the pictures that you created come from? You saw them in divine visions. The pictures are very wonderful. Some people think that Brahma made them. If he had learnt this from someone, there wouldn't have been just one person who learnt it. Others would have learnt it as well. This one says, "I have not learnt anything." It was the Father who had them made through your divine visions. All of these pictures have been made according to Srimat. They are not pictures made through human dictates. All of them will be destroyed. No name or trace of them will remain. 'Tis the end of this world. There is so much paraphernalia of devotion. None of that will remain. Everything will be new in the new world. You have become the masters of heaven many times, and then Maya defeated you. The vices, not wealth, are called Maya. You children have been trapped in the chains of Ravan for half a cycle. Ravan is the oldest enemy. His kingdom continues for half a cycle. When they say that it is hundreds of thousands of years, the calculation of half and half would not then be right. There is so much difference. The Father has told you that the duration of each whole cycle is 5,000 years. There cannot be 8.4 million species. That is a great lie. Did the deities of the Sun and Moon dynasties rule for hundreds of thousands of years? Their intellects do not function. Sannyasis believe that if they considered themselves to be wrong at this time, all their followers would leave them, and there would then be a revolution. This is why they do not follow your directions now and leave their kingdoms. They will understand a little at the end, but not now. Wealthy ones will not take this knowledge either. The Father says, "I am the Lord of the poor." Wealthy people would not surrender themselves and claim their karmatit stage. The Father is a very powerful stockbroker. He only takes from the poor. If he took from the wealthy, he would have to give that much back in return. The wealthy hardly come here because they have to forget everything. Only when you have nothing with you can you reach your karmatit stage. Wealthy ones are not able to forget. Those who received their inheritance in the previous cycle will do so. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Just as the Father is the ocean of love, similarly become master oceans of love and have things done with love. Do not become angry. If someone does become angry, remain silent. 2. Make your intellects forget this old world of sorrow and become unlimited sannyasis. Remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Exchange the imperishable jewels of this knowledge with one another. Blessing. May you change the poisonous snake of the vices into a garland around your neck and become an image of tapasya like Shankar. The five vices are a poisonous snake for people, but the snake becomes a garland around the necks of you yogi souls who experiment with yoga. The memorial of you Brahmins and Father Brahma in the form of the bodiless tapasvi form of Shankar is still worshipped today. Secondly, this snake becomes a stage for you to dance on in happiness. This spiritual stage is shown in the form of a physical stage. So when you gain such victory over the vices, you will then be said to be a soul who experiments with yoga and who is an image of tapasya. Slogan. Those who have a sweet and peaceful nature cannot be attacked by an evil spirit of anger. Om Shanti.